The Grid Reliability and Infrastructure Defense, or GRID Act, actually passed the House last year, but stalled in the Senate. Now its backers in the House are considering another go. It looks to beef up cyber protections in two areas, the nation's interstate bulk power supply system and parts of the electric grid that supply power to Defense Department facilities that are critical to national security. And potential cyber attacks to civilian critical infrastructure are something DOD worries a lot about, according to Paul Stockton. He's DOD's Assistant Secretary for Homeland Defense. He testified on Capitol Hill yesterday.
We are utterly dependent on the flow of that commercial power. In the modern way of warfare, since 9/11, our forces deployed abroad, fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, operating elsewhere, depend to an increasing extent on military facilities back here in the United States. And if there is an interruption in the flow of commercial power to those facilities for a longer disruption of the grid, we'd be facing a situation of potentially devastating effects on our conduct of defense operations abroad. And we could face serious challenges at home.
Stockton says the U.S. power grid is, overall, very resilient, but it's not designed to withstand carefully planned cyber attacks. The GRID Act would give FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the authority, at the president's direction, to order private grid operators to take emergency measures to protect either the bulk power system or defense critical infrastructure. Right now, to develop security standards, FERC works with the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, or NERC, a nonprofit set up by grid operators to ensure a resilient system. Joseph McClellan, the director of FERC's Office of Electric Reliability, says the agency's existing authority under the Federal Power Act is good enough and fast enough for rules and orders governing most situations, but not in the case of a fast-moving cyber attack.
A threat of cyber attacks or other intentional malicious acts against the electric grid is different. These are threats that can endanger national security, that may be posed by criminal organizations, terrorist groups, foreign nations, or others intent on attacking the United States through its electric grid. Widespread disruption of electric service can quickly undermine our government, our military, our economy, as well as endanger the health and safety of millions of our citizens. Given the national security dimension to this threat, there may be a need to act quickly, to act in a manner where action is mandatory rather than voluntary, and to protect certain information from public disclosure. Faced with a cyber or other national security threat to reliability, there may be a need to act decisively in hours or days rather than weeks, months, or years. The Commission's legal authority is inadequate for such action.
Private grid operators, though, are not enthusiastic about being subject to new, stronger regulatory authority. They argue there's not been a successful large-scale cyber attack on the U.S. electric system, in part because of the security standardization process they already undergo under the auspices of NERC. Barry Lawson, the Associate Director for Power Delivery and Reliability at the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, says industry doesn't need to be told to defend the grid.
Our industry has every incentive, ranging from financial considerations to the fundamental obligation to serve our customers with reliable and affordable power, to protect the grid when vulnerabilities emerge. The new authority the draft seeks to give FERC is very concerning to our industry. We question whether FERC has the intelligence handling expertise to exercise such broad new authority. To help industry to protect the grid from vulnerabilities and threats, we need timely, actionable intelligence from government. More industry-trusted experts need higher levels of security clearances so we can plan effective responses to threats and vulnerabilities.
But Franklin Kramer, a cybersecurity expert and a former assistant defense secretary in the Clinton administration, says the current process is too slow to deal with cyber threats. He says FERC needs to have the ability to mandate reliability standards to keep up with emerging threats rather than just reviewing what industry develops through the NERC process. He says the recent Stuxnet attack is a good example of why.
It's a threat. It's a very, very, very severe threat that we have to think about, and the vulnerability exists throughout the electric grid system because it's the same kind of control mechanisms that Stuxnet attack that are the type that are in the electric grid, and it's sitting out there, so to speak, as a blueprint for anyone to use. So I think that that would be an example of what I would call a severe threat. It's not imminent, but I think that something needs to be done about that right now, and I think it needs to be done promptly. As we do in other kinds of legislation, I would rather have the opportunity for the industry to comment, but for the federal government, be it the FERC or the DHS, but some federal agency, to determine what standards are necessary, what actions need to be taken promptly and to cause those to be taken under a mandatory system.
The Obama administration says it has no formal position on the GRID Act, only that its final version should work in concert with the White House's recently announced comprehensive cybersecurity proposal. FERC officials say they don't believe the two proposals conflict. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.